So how and why did nations begin eavesdropping on each other like this, especially friendly nations? The world's resident history buff Chris Wolf has been digging into this. And Chris, what did you find?
Well, information's been key to political and military survival since the dawn of time. Ben Franklin helped organize the interception of private mail during the American Revolution, as you probably remember. But the start of modern eavesdropping is only about 100 years or so ago, at least according to this historian.
Really, the modern eavesdropping revolution started in the First World War. We're looking at the opening episodes of the creation of the eavesdropping state.
The eavesdropping state. That's Paul Gannon, an author I spoke with earlier. He's the author of several books on code-breaking and intelligence in the 20th century.
And Chris, why does he say that?
Well, the Brits started it, he says. At the beginning of World War One, they cut all the telegraph cables to Europe, except those going through the UK. You know, want to control who Germany can talk to, their enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started listening into all the traffic that's coming through. And the most important of those cables was the US secret diplomatic line. America was still neutral for most of the war, so their diplomatic cables were a great source of intelligence on what was going on inside Germany and amongst others, Britain's other enemies at the time.
So the Brits hacked the Americans in World War One?
That's it, yes. And that's not as easy as it sounds. You can't just put an ear to the cable and listen in. It's all encrypted in code. So the first thing the Brits had to do was to crack the American code. So to do that, they rather cleverly gave a document to the American ambassador in London, which they knew would have to be sent verbatim. So in due course, they send it off. The Brits are listening in. They know when it's gone. And then they grab the American code and compare it with the verbatim transcript. And it's cracked like a Rosetta Stone.
Wow. That's pretty extraordinary and clever. But did it really influence the course of the war?
Well, actually, yes. The decisive moment of the war was when America entered the war. And that came about through a number of things. But first of all, you remember in 1916, President Wilson, Woodrow Wilson, is trying to negotiate a peace deal. So what he does is open up the U.S. secret diplomatic cable service to the Germans to allow them to communicate with him, to allow them to try and bring about the end of the war.
Was okay because the U.S. was still neutral.
Exactly. And that was how the Brits got hold of the Zimmermann telegram.
And remind us what the Zimmermann telegram is. I'm having a couple of high school flashbacks here.
Well, it was an insane scheme by the Germans to try and get Mexico to invade the U.S., basically to distract them from getting involved in World War One in Europe, or if they did get involved, to pin down the American war effort. Mexico, of course, wanted nothing to do with it, but when the cable got leaked, it produced a huge public outcry in the States, and within a few weeks, Washington declared war on Germany. It was one of the key influences in deciding Congress to vote for war and enter World War One.
Well, that's kind of an awkward moment because the Brits have to kind of present this to the Americans, get them involved. But, oh, yeah, by the way, this is how we got this cable. So how did that go?
Well, I don't know if the Brits are particularly good at spinning a web of duplicity, but they came out with a whole manner of stories to try and explain away how they got hold of it. The first one was that they'd actually gotten hold of a paper copy from the streets of Mexico. Then after the war, obviously still hugely sensitive subject, they started spinning even more lies. They say, yeah, it was an intercept, but there was this cable that went through Sweden and another one from Denmark and all this and that. And it was all lies. It was only decades later when the archives were opened up that the truth finally came out. So just goes to show that this kind of thing is not new, friends spying on each other and, you know, people in Europe today probably shouldn't be as surprised as they're acting.
The world's Chris Wolf. Thanks so much for telling this to us.
My pleasure.